You know, the recent suspension almost of the four Australian players from the third test, Watson, Shane Watson, James Pattinson, Mitchell Johnson and Usman Khawaja must have, I'm sure, taken the world by surprise. The Australians are already trailing behind by two tests to zero. And with a depleted team, Michael Clarke indeed has a Herculean problem from salvaging the series. I mean, he's fairly optimistic. I loved his aggressive streak when he said that this was a five-test series, he would actually win it 3-2. But now with Watson gone and the others perhaps looking suspect for the third test, you know, the task for the Australians gets even tougher. But, you know, the crucial question that all of us should probably be debating is what made Michael Clarke and Mickey Arthur, the coach, take this decision. Now, it takes a lot of courage, you know, when your chips are down, you are struggling and people are writing you off. And, you know, the conditions in India are not going to get any easier. The Indians are looking more dangerous than ever to avenge their humiliation in Australia last time. Is this a good step? And perhaps is this discipline gone overboard? Now, you really think about it. Here is a captain who's young, who's reasserted himself. He's been in fantastic batting form. And, you know, if he's trying to build a team, he needs the support of all his team members. The Australians, we all remember, were beaten by England in the last Ashes series. And they have a big one coming up. So why would a captain and a coach take such a big risk and, you know, take a decision that a lot of people have said is ridiculous and over the top? But, you know, frankly, when you think about it from a distance, a little dispassionately, you know, you will admire Michael Clarke for really setting a standard. He's made a statement that this game owes us, the players, nothing. We owe it everything. And I think that is a symbolic statement of a man who believes that the game of cricket is much bigger than an individual or a personality, no matter how flamboyant Mr. Watson maybe, or the other three players who have been told that they will not be playing the third test. And really, it's about, you know, respecting discipline. Now, let's look at the scenario. What was told to them? Come for a team meeting and make recommendations about how Australia can fight back to win the other two tests. Now, let me tell you, if you were the captain and you found that your own team members did not turn up to make a presentation to say how the team can win the next two tests, you will wonder, what kind of members do I have? What kind of a team do I have that doesn't even believe in turning up on time? Do you really think they can really go ahead and win the other two test matches? So really, you know, think about it. Realistically, Michael Clarke has raised the bar. The message is not just for the Australian team. I think the message is going out in a great number of ways to all the other teams in the world which have matters of indiscipline. As we all know that in India, Mr. Dhoni has had similar problems with some of his boys, but we're not getting into the politics of the Indian team at the moment because India is on a high, and I think Dhoni needs the best support that he can. But the big lesson from Michael Clarke and Mickey Arthur's decision is that at no time should you be casual on matters of discipline. At some point, as we all know, a line needs to be drawn on the sand. Elementary, Mr. Watson.